only time.
Roy Hamilton, born this day in Georgia. Unchained Melody. You'll never walk alone. One of the great singers. I can't tell you since the age I am how many times we danced slow to that song growing up. But that's a story for another day. We are joined here now by Devrock Murray, Director of Operations for Cruise Kids Youth Enrichment Services, one of the leaders of Leaders for a Beautiful Struggle. Good to see you in the studio, Devrock.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm great, man. Great to see you.
Same to you.
Your voice, your face is always uplifting. Always have this good energy flowing out of you. It's good to see you. And Marcel Martin is with us, who's founder of Cruise Enterprises, LLC. Good to have you in the studio, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Mark. Absolutely.
Good. Pardon me. Good to have you both here. So tell us, whoever wants to go first. I don't know what the order of decorum is here, but about Cruise Kids and what this is.
All right. Well, yeah, Cruise Kids was originally started really just creating music programs in schools. Started with the Creative Alliance back when, say, 2007 or 8. And recently, in the last 2 years, I decided to kind of build our own curriculum, and we named it Math Plus Music Equals Money, which is a financial literacy-based curriculum that infuses music, financial literacy, music production, music business, all infused into one, like, multi-enrichment curriculum.
And I remember when I first heard you speak about that at the Creative Alliance.
Yes, on the panel, absolutely.
Right. Now it all comes tumbling back.
A lot of people might have heard some of my work previously. From doing, like, Joy Scott, Walk a Mile in My Drawers. I produced that. I did Gemini Moon for Love the Poet. Things like that. But this is more on the educational side, enrichment side, that we decided to start doing because really at the end of the day, a lot of the kids in our schools, they lack some basic fundamentals that they need to understand as far as when it comes down to managing money and business and entrepreneurship. And we kind of just, we're not going to give them a boring curriculum. So what we did was throw music production and hip hop in it. And that's how we infuse everything.
Everything you said today is coming back to my head now. I mean, I've been reading stuff before that went in the air, but now I remember this conversation you had when we had that panel at Creative Alliance. And I think oftentimes, it's just a quick aside, we don't give enough credit to places like the Creative Alliance for what they bring to all the communities in our city, black, Latino, white, working class communities, that they really reach out and try to do things.
Absolutely.
To open doors, allow you to kind of blossom and go, I'm doing this out here.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, that's really an important
thing. No, if it wasn't for them, I would not. Cruise Kids really wouldn't exist today. They're the ones that got us started. I never knew this was going to blow up this huge and ended up in. We're now in Maya Angelou Academy in D.C., which is one of the number ranked institutions for adjudicated youth.
Yeah.
We're spending, basically spreading in Baltimore. In New York. So, some great things happening now.
So, Devrock.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So, tell me about this. You're running this program here in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So, talk about what literally goes on. What does it feel like? What's happening inside?
Well, it's actually wonderful. We also have multiple curriculums. However, Music Plus Math is our base curriculum. And I actually oversee a program now in which I work in Maya Angelou Youth Detention Center.
In D.C. as well?
Yes. So, and that's the BEAT program, the Building and Enriching Adjudicated Teens. And one of the great things about our program and how it's running in Baltimore is that we're going for a summer pilot, 6-week summer pilot this summer, to really make sure that our scale is big. We're also looking for employees. So any educators and or music professionals should definitely check us out at www.carizkids.com.
KIDS.com.
Make sure they check us out. And so pretty much in Baltimore right now, we're in talks with a bunch of different companies and summer providers, and we're pretty much moving Baltimore in the direction of being thoroughly entrenched in Cariz Kids students.
So, I was thinking about this. It's related, but it's not related. I want to hear exactly more about the program and how it works and exactly how you manage these things. But I was a friend of mine, Charles Johnson, who wrote the book Middle Passage, asked me a question about Albert Einstein the other week. And he sent me this piece about race that he said some people attribute to Albert Einstein. That I wrote back to him that Albert Einstein was deeply involved in anti-racism in America.
Mm.
Deeply involved.
Wow.
And you know who his best friend, and I thought about your program because of this. You know who his one of his closest friends in life was?
I have no idea.
Paul Robeson.
Wow.
So
that makes sense.
Think about math music.
Right.
Paul Robeson, Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever knows.
And it's that actually is wonderful. That aligns really well. You know, when you talk about being, you know, a Renaissance man, being about many different things.
Yeah.
And you know, the students that we deal with, they might get involved with math and budgets and entrepreneurial ideas from the program, but they'll spring off and do fashion. They'll spring off and do film.
So explain to me how this works. I mean, how does it literally work?
Okay, well, basically, the spinoff of Math Plus Music and a lot of our other subsidiary programs kind of use modules from Math Plus Music. So I'll explain Math Plus Music, how that works. It's a really cool program. Basically, we bring a portable recording studio right into the classroom. A keyboard, microphones, speakers, laptop. We bring fake money. Some people call it Monopoly money, but it looks like real money.
Cariz bucks.
Yeah. You know, the Cariz bucks we bring in the classroom. The kids set up bank accounts, and they have to record an album or a project. This project normally consists of 4 to 6 songs. They get a budget that they need to work with. So say the beginning of the project, they get $2,500. The kids, every day, they get to make money in class through answering these questions that we got called QSAs, which is question scenarios and answers. Every individual QSA is worth a certain amount of money. They use this money to pay for their studio time, to pay for their beats, to pay for their photo shoot.
This is not real money. It's
fake money.
I just want to check.
Yeah, it's fake money. Yeah. You know,
now, real money comes in at the end, though.
At the end, and that's what I'm kind of segue to the end. So after they finish recording their project, and you know, we have accountants in the classroom, we have people who take care of the business side of management, and we break up the classroom into these groups. And if you visit our class any day, you'll see a student sitting down with a checkbook and balances, trying to basically balance out how much money is getting spent that day and how much money they made that day. The producers get paid every day for making the tracks, the engineers get paid every day, so they use this money to invest it right back into their project to pay for their studio time, to pay for their beats, to pay for their photo shoots, to make what may have you. At the end of the program, there's a final presentation. In this final presentation, they perform. We provide the students with 100 CDs to sell. Most of the time, they sell out. We try to keep 10 for ourselves, and they sell the CD most of the time from $3 to $5 a CD, and that's when they make real money, and the students get to keep all of the money.
And just to be clear, the QSAs are all algebra-based, right? So you might
QSA meaning
question, scenario, and answer.
Okay.
So it might say, you know, Big Wayne produced a track that is 78 bars. Right. The chorus must be a total of 28 bars, 7 bars 4 times. How many bars are left for you and 3 other artists to get on the track?
Right.
How many does each people?
Right,
and so
right.
What it means is
you're missing math and music.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
And
right.
So what it means is that the students who work the hardest at understanding the math are the students who are the ones who get the most Cariz bucks. So they determine what the project is. If they want the song to be this, that's what it's going to be, because they're paying for the studio time.
Yeah.
They're paying for the beats.
Absolutely.
So it definitely encourages students to figure out the math question.
Yes, yeah, we call it executive director credit. So normally the student that is, basically what Devrock said, bringing in the most amount of money. So if you answer this QSA, say that QSA is worth maybe $20. You know, it might be another QSA that might be at an 8th grade math level or 9th grade math level that they could answer that might be worth $75. But throughout the day, they're answering these questions. They're paying for their studio time. And that's pretty much how it works.
I guess part of theoretically what goes behind this is the idea that math and music are connected.
Absolutely.
And they're deeply connected. There's a reason why so many great mathematicians are also musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the best artists in Baltimore City will tell you, they'll say something like, if they hear someone's rap, they'll say, that's mathematically off. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you talk to, like, people like Only, you talk to people like Lab Tech One, they'll say things like, that verse was mathematically off.
Right.
So tell me who these kids are.
Well,
who's in your program?
Yeah, right now, the kids that we are working with now, we just finished the program in Rochester, New York. We're on a break right now, gearing up for the new summer. Partnering with Elevate, Hillside, PG County. So we're getting basically a new roster of kids in for the summer. And then coming into the fall, we'll probably be continuing the relationships with these organizations.
Who are the kids in the program right now?
So, as of now, we have serviced over 300 youth in different various after-school programs or summer programs. We've made over 188 youth songs, all directed. Now, first, I want to let you know that music is just a subsidiary, right? This is an academic business. based program. So it's Common Core aligned, and it's aligned with the 40 developmental youth assets of internal and external development for children.
Yeah.
And right now, currently, the only students that are participating in the program are at the Maya Angelou
in D.C.
Academy. Youth
well,
Detention
actually, Laurel, they're in Laurel. Maya Angelou's in Laurel, Maryland.
Oh, it's part of Prince George's County. It's not a D.C.
They only house D.C. inmates.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah. A lot of people get confused with that because, you know, Maya Angelou is actually in Maryland, but, you know, they house D.C.
But these are adjudicated kids who are adjudicated in Maryland from D.C.?
From D.C. Right, exactly.
Okay,
absolutely.
So kids who are in the Maryland system from D.C.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Right. it's a little confusing.
Okay, got it.
Actually, and coming in the summer, because just I feel like I get better to your question.
Yeah.
Coming in the summer, as we open our new office space in Baltimore, we're going to start having private sessions for parents who want to invest in their children to go further, right? And so it might be a situation where two times a week for however many months of the summer, a student will come in and actually get personal time with one of our studio engineer educators so that way we'd be able to continue to offer services to children even when there isn't a program that wants to hire us to come out. So that's how we work now based on, Patterson Park Community Center decides to have a program, and we might be a class that you go to for that particular day.
I'm sorry, I thought you were saying.
No, I was.
So are you looking for? Oh, we have 90 seconds left. Is there an event coming up? No.
No.
We got Build Thursdays.
I do Build Thursdays, an open mic that's connected to
the
community.
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, that's on October 24th, and actually it would be great for people to come out on April the 24th, because our director of PG County, Careers Kids, PG County, D.C., Careers Kids, will actually be featuring Kariga Bailey. So it would be great to be able to
Where is it?
It's at 507 South Central Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202 at Francisco's The Artist Spot.
And we'll put that on our website. And tell us how to get in contact with Careers Kids.
Website is always the best way to kind of – if you want to actually see what exactly we do, we have video footage on the website. You can go check us out at careerskids.com. That's KARIZKIDS.com. You can give us an email at info@careerskids.com as well. And
I would like to invite you all back for a longer segment sometime in the next couple months with some other people with innovative educational ideas about what we can do
Absolutely.
To raise the educational level of our children and Absolutely. How to mix these things. I think the marriage of music and art
I believe Careers Kids is the future of education.
Yeah.
And we're going out with Mos Def and mathematics.
Hey. So I got to get you some DevRock up here to go out here.
Got you. We need that.
Hey,
we need that. DevRock is with us. DevRock Murray, of course. Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle and Director of Operations for Careers Kids Youth Enrichment Services. And Careers Marcel Martin. Marcel Martin is founder of Careers Enterprises, LLC. This is a really important program. It marries the best of what we have to have between mathematics, music, our kids learning, and business. Thank you all so much for being
Thanks,
with
Thanks,
Mark. Thank you. It was great.
We'll do more of this. This is great.
This is great.
I'm proud of you both, and congratulations on what you all guys are doing.
Thank you, sir.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. You can podcast the show, find information about our guests by visiting steinershow.org. You can also listen to and podcast all of our programs now on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.